Hey everyone, we are here with the team to sadly most recently get eliminated from The Amazing Race, Derek and Jaleesa. I'm Emma.
I'm Evie.
And I'm Adam.
And welcome back to the Tar Pit Podcast.
So if you could do it over, would you have stayed at the Bolidero detour?
I'll answer that since it was my mess. If we could do it all over again, we wouldn't have gone to that one in the first place. That
good
was
point.
The key. I was very festive and thought that we should try and do something, and it was out of our skill set. It was all my fault. But then once I'm there, I have confidence in myself, and I wish I would have stayed.
Good answer.
So I guess I will answer. So we should not have picked that in the first place. We couldn't even pronounce it. So I don't even know why we picked it.
Oh, that's too funny.
But, you know, and we ride a Peloton bike almost every day. But, you know, and so you asked, would we have stayed? I'm still sticking to my guns. I say I still would have left. If I could have, you know, predicted that Derek would improve with his throwing, then maybe I would have stayed, but I just felt that, you know, we were better off doing something that we were both familiar with.
Yeah. We saw a lot of alliance action in this past episode. And which teams did you guys tend to partner up with the most?
Well, we saw the action too. We had no idea that was happening.
Oh.
Yeah, because you guys were in that third wave. So it kind of, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we didn't know until it was aired on television. We were like, oh, wow, that's what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
But we did have an alliance with the sister cousins, Karishma and Kishori.
Mm-hmm.
That was during I forgot which episode it was, but it was with the statues. And Karishma was assigned, you know, to do the statues. So we actually were helping each other, and we kind of parted ways when I realized my map was on the other side. So her map was inverted. And so we quickly realized that, you know, we couldn't really help each other too much because our maps were faced differently.
Yeah, they were on after their last episode, and they love you guys so much. They just gushed over you.
Yes, they are our race daughters. We love them. They're so sweet.
They are. They are really cool. We like them a lot, too. By the time you guys got to the pit stop, did you have a feeling that you were in last place?
I knew. I mean, we're in the third wave. The navigational issues we had. Then we had to switch detours. So we knew. I knew we were done. I mean, but again, you know, you watch the show, you don't know about all the other problems that other folks have. Mm-hmm. But in our mind, we were prepared to fulfill to say we were done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it shocked us when we got to the Boladeros and we saw Melissa and Yvonne there. So to see them there gave us a glimmer of hope. But then when they left before us, that's when I kind of, you know, knew that, okay, this is probably the end of the road for us. So let's just at least, you know, try to leave with our dignity.
Yeah. And you did.
So what were some of your most challenging moments from the entire experience? Not just that last leg.
You know, it's people sitting at home, you wouldn't understand the anxiety that comes with this, because you know, you don't want to embarrass yourself on television. You want to make sure you choose correctly. There are navigational issues. So just the preparation was very tough. We were in South America, it was very, very warm on everything we did. So that was probably for me, just the uncertainty was the hardest part, trying to get your mind ready for what the unexpected.
And for me, I would say it's a combination of what Derek said, but also the language barrier. So I think, I mean, even though, you know, we can order food, you know, we can order food and, you know, things like that in Spanish. But, you know, when when the people that you're speaking with, that that's their only language, or they, not their only language, but they don't speak English, or not even, you know, a little bit of English. It's just that barrier, you know.
You miss the small details if someone's giving you directions.
Right. If they're telling you it's just 10 minutes up the road and then you make a right and then a quick left, you know, that's to, you know, we can pick up a little bit of Spanish, but when they're speaking fast and they're actually, you know, giving specific directions like that, it was, it was too hard to follow. Even when I tried to use their phone, I tried to switch their phone to English. And I couldn't figure out the buttons or Google Translate. I was trying to find anything on, you know, if we asked for help from a stranger. And, you know, so I would ask to see their phone. But it was just even the map, to try to write down the directions on the map was really just too difficult to follow for us.
You, even though you guys had some challenging moments, what will be your favorite memories from the Amazing Race?
The best time that I had, it was short-lived, I'm going to say that, but once we were in Colombia, we finished climbing the mountain, the hill, with all the stairs, and then we got to get on the boat ride on our way to go cook, and it was like, man, this is a moment where I can relax, take it in. It was beautiful until we saw the pilots, and I'm looking way back. I'm like, there's nobody. We were in the first group, so there's nobody behind us, and then I see a little dot. I'm like, that thing's getting closer to us. It's getting closer. And then I realize it's a boat. And I say, oh, the race is on again. So we enjoyed it for a little bit for me. And then it was race mode again.
Mm-hmm. So for me, I really enjoyed the parasailing? That was relaxing, beautiful. Well, kind of relaxing until the guy took his hands off the ropes. And I was like, hey, put them back on. but for me, just to be able to take in the city. Because when you're racing, you don't get to see much. You're focused on the task that you're doing. You're focused on not being last. You're focused on a map. You know, you're not really taking in the sights because it's a race. So to be able to just do that and actually see the entire, you know, city of Colombia, and it was, for me, that was pretty awesome.
That's nice.
So was there anything that didn't make it to the show that you wish that would have? Spill.
I will say me working with Karishma, you know, because it basically, I mean, and even though, you know, we're independent people, you know, being in law enforcement and veterans, you know, we kind of only depend on our partners or ourselves. So, you know, we should have played the game a little better, maybe, you know, formed better alliances or, you know, or longer standing alliances. But I really loved our relationship with Karishma and Kishuri. Just to be able to help them with the cooking, and they were just so innocent, you know, with not knowing, you know, because they never cooked meat before.
Oh, that's right. So, that's right.
Yeah. So they, I wish they would have shown how our relationship with them, you know, really holds a special place with us.
That's nice.
Yeah, they're awesome. Who have you guys been able to connect with most since the race?
Probably Danny.
Danny's the glue to this thing.
Yes.
He's a super fan. And he's really big on this stuff. So, you know, he's down in San Diego, which isn't, you know, very far from us. So, you know, we've done some things with the Double Dutch team. They came out here to jump rope. We surprised them.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And showed up to their class.
And that's all Danny. So Danny, we've seen everyone. And we're going to all get together for the finale party.
Oh, aww. Nice. That's cool. Very cool.
But to answer your question is probably Danny, because he's local. And, you know, it's easy to see, you know, folks when they're on the West Coast.
Yeah. And he is a super fan. I mean, not only did we get to meet him before everything started, but just to see his social media, everything as the race is going on, and just the way he interacts on the race, too. But I'm like, wow, he really has studied this show.
Oh, yeah.
No,
oh,
for yeah. sure.
It's fun to watch.
Yes, for sure.
Is there anything about The Amazing Race that you want people to know about? I mean, anything that you can think of behind the scenes? Anything just about the experience? Anything?
The only thing I would say is, you know, we're all couch people and second guess Monday morning quarterbacking. It's split second decisions. It's high pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy. It's not easy. And I thought about that. I said, oh, $1 million? They're not going to make it easy for you to win $1 million. They're going right. to make you burn it.
And I would say after watching, you know, some of the, well, prior to going on The Amazing Race and just, you know, watching the other seasons, and you see how Phil, you know, said, okay, this task, they're going to have to figure out this puzzle. And then they showed the puzzle and they should be able to, you know, figure it out without a problem, whatever it is. But they tell you what it is on television, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're watching the contestants do it, you're like, why aren't they getting it? It's they don't give us hints like that.
Mm.
You know, they're giving the people who are watching the show the hints. And it's easy to figure it out when you're sitting in the comforts of your home, not stressed, mm-hmm. you know.
Envelope, we pull it open. And then it's like, it says who's feeling loopy? What does that mean?
Right. whereas Phil has already, you know, explained that, okay, someone's going to have to drive this car around this track and then try to figure out with through this puzzle how to put the pieces together. You know, so Phil tells you that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't know that it's a puzzle. It just says, who's feeling loopy?
No. Loopy was the...
Oh, which one? The
who's... Who has direction?
Oh, direction. Mm, oh,
right.
Yeah.
Good sense of direction, well, right?
You guys get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's you know, it's just a brief description, whereas on television, Phil gives you a full description. And so it makes it seem like we're dumb. Like, why can't they figure this out? But, you know, but we don't have the hints like, you know, like it's given on television.
Yeah.
So I think that's the biggest takeaway for me, mm-hmm. is that it's not as easy as it appears when you're sitting in the comforts of your own home.
Yeah, I imagine. And that's always my frustration when we look at like social media accounts, fan accounts, I guess, or fan groups on social media. Just the frustration that some viewers get with the teams. And I'm like, it cannot be as easy as you think it is when you're sitting in your living room. There's too much stress. There's too much adrenaline.
Absolutely. And I was one of those people sitting at home judging.
Yeah.
And now.
And actually, Shalisa got me on the track when she saw the puzzle. Oh, is this all it was? I said, girl, you weren't doing it like I was.
It did. Yeah, I know. Just that stuff. It looks harder than it is.
For sure.
So thank you all for coming on the show. But what's next for you guys? And can you remind our listeners how they can keep up with you on socials?
Yeah, so we've had to open up our social media accounts, so it's public. But I can be found under Bruce City, BRECITY, or Shalisa. I think Derek is, he probably doesn't even know because he just, Derek's an old man, and you know, and then Derek's is Derek W, DerekDubu. And that's on Instagram. And then Facebook, you'll find our names, Shalisa Williams, Derek Williams. And what's next for us is golf and more golf.
Nice.
Yes.
So we are going to continue our retirement and continue to travel and just enjoy life.
Enjoy life.
Oh, nice.
So when you guys got eliminated, I threw my pencil on the ground.
Yeah, we were sad. You guys are one of our favorite teams,
so
for sure.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I know we tried our best.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's all good. It's all good. Oh, thank you so much. And thanks and have a great week. And we will miss you on the show, but hopefully count you as friends of the podcast now.
Absolutely. 100%.
Nice. Well, thank you. Have a good
week,
you guys.
All right. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.